PageTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's broadcast, we'd like to say more concerning this crucial matter of the exercise of our heart and our spirit in God's economy. Praise the Lord that He made us awesomely and wonderfully for His purpose and economy. God made us as a particular vessel with parts, with many working, operating parts that the Bible calls inward parts and the hidden part. And it is by the exercise of these inward and hidden parts that we can contact God, that we can receive God, that we can be filled with God, that we can have fellowship with God, so that we might become one with Him for the accomplishment of His economy on the earth. Last time, we saw the matter in Hebrews 4:12, that the soul and the spirit must be distinguished and divided. If we're going to exercise properly our inward and hidden parts, we must begin here. We must know our soul and our spirit. We must distinguish between our soul and our spirit, that we might deny our soul and use our spirit, exercise our spirit. And for this, the role or the function of the Word of God is so crucial. We need God's Word. We need the supply of God's Word. We need the enlightenment of God's Word to divide our soul from our spirit. Well, today we'd like to talk more in detail about the inward and hidden parts. In Psalm 51:6, this is the key verse for today. Psalm 51:6 says, "Behold, you delight in truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make wisdom known to me." We have the inward parts and the hidden part. What are the inward parts? The inward parts are the parts of the soul. And I think many of us are familiar with this, but maybe we have not given so much thought at how much this affects our contact with the Lord and our ability to live a normal Christian life. I think that if we ask many of you, what are the three parts of the soul? You could very quickly say mind, emotion, and will. You could list off these three parts. But I'd like for all of us to pause and consider for a moment. Our mind, our emotion, our will. These are our inward parts. And if our contact with the Lord is affected by our inward parts, then we should give some thoughtful consideration to each of these parts. Our mind affects our whole being. You could say the mind is the leading part of the soul. And why is it that sometimes when we are in the meetings, whether the church meeting or the young people's meeting, or we are trying to read the word, or we are having in some fellowship with some saints, it seems like we're not all there. We're not 100% focused. Why is that? Why is our interest for the Lord affected? Why does it seem that we have no heart for the things of the Lord sometimes? Actually, it could start with our mind. Throughout the whole week, where was our mind? And what is being put into our mind? All week long, in our interactions, in our daily life, Everything that comes to our eyes and to our ears eventually must be filtered through our mind. Our mind actually is a key part and could be so useful in the expression of the Lord. But actually, brothers and sisters, let's consider what is running through our mind throughout our daily life. Now, of course, we have to go to school and learn things, and these kinds of things are coming into our mind. That's for the proper building up of the human vessel. But in our leisure time, at other times, our mind, actually in conjunction with our will and our emotion, are operating all the time. To do what? To take in things, to receive things. Oh, brothers and sisters, we may not realize how much just letting our mind wander, or watching some program, or watching something on the internet, how that could feed our mind. And the things that we take in through our mind affect our contact with the Lord. Sometimes our mind is just filled with vanity. At other times with imaginations or fantasy. And sometimes even some evil things. In Genesis 6:5, during the time of Noah, it said that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. This was like a flood of stream of evil, but it highlights that it was in their mind, in their imagination. Oh, we must exercise. We must be careful how we use our mind and what we let into our mind. Then there's our emotion. Oh, brothers and sisters, how much our emotion holds us back at times from contacting the Lord and from receiving the Lord and from following the Lord. Sometimes our emotion is down, or our emotion is caught up with other things, so that we're not able to contact the Lord in our spirit. How we need the discerning of our soul from our spirit. And finally, the matter of the will. Oh, actually, the will is so important in our following the Lord. We need the Lord. We need the Lord to subdue our will. If our will can be conquered by the Lord, oh, you will find that we will be able to choose the Lord as in a stronger way. Very often, actually, our problem with our mind actually has its origin in our weak will. There are things that we know we shouldn't take in. There are things that we know we shouldn't be involved with. But our will is not strong enough to follow through. There might be the protesting in our spirit, but our will does not cooperate. So, brothers and sisters, I hope that we could see that our soul, the parts of our soul, our mind, our emotion, and our will are so important when it comes to our contacting the Lord and following the Lord. And we may not realize that in all the hours of our day, throughout our daily life and throughout our week, it's these inward parts and how these inward parts are functioning that affects our contact with the Lord. Besides this, we need to also know the parts of our spirit. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have many parts within us, many parts. And the parts of our spirit, again, I believe many of us know, are our conscience, our fellowship, and our intuition. When we talk about the exercise of the spirit, I hope that we have this firm realization that we're talking about the exercise of, firstly, of our conscience, then the exercise of our fellowship, and the exercise of our intuition. I hope we would not merely associate the exercise of our spirit with some outward performance in a meeting, or by some excitement in the meeting, or some loud singing, or some strong prophesying. Yes, for all of those, we need to use our spirit. But firstly, to exercise our spirit is to exercise our conscience. And how do we exercise our spirit? By exercising our conscience? Very often, if we pay attention, if we take heed to our spirit, our conscience will give us feelings about many things. Our conscience will touch us concerning the way we left our room. Our conscience will touch us about procrastinating when we're supposed to study or we're supposed to do some homework. Our conscience will bother us when we have a wrong attitude toward our parents or toward our teacher, even toward our siblings. Our conscience is operating all day long. What we need is to follow. What we need is to obey. We need to stand with our conscience. To stand with your conscience is to stand with your spirit. It's to exercise your spirit. And we have many, many opportunities each and every day to follow our spirit in such a practical way. But we must also exercise the fellowship of the Spirit. If we don't exercise the fellowship of the Spirit, we won't have the strength to exercise the conscience. The more that we exercise to have fellowship with the Lord, the more the conscience will be strengthened. But on the reverse side, it will be hard to have fellowship with the Lord if we don't exercise our conscience. We'll get into much more detail of this point in the broadcast to come. So we need to exercise our conscience, and we need to exercise our fellowship. We also need to exercise the intuition. What is the intuition of our spirit? Actually, the intuition is that sense that we get directly from God. It is a knowledge that comes directly from God in our spirit that is not affected by anything outward. It's not affected by anything in our environment. It's not even affected by anything in our soul. We just have a sense in our spirit, and we should exercise to obey, exercise to follow. Our spirit is actually very active all day long if we would pay attention to it. Do you know that the Lord in your spirit will lead you to study, will lead you to turn off the television, to get off the computer, to put aside your phone, and to study? It's not that any of those things are sinful, so this is not your conscience operating. This is the Lord in your spirit operating through the intuition, just to guide you in his will throughout your daily life. Sometimes the Spirit will move in you to preach the gospel to your friends or to invite someone to the young people's meeting. You may say, oh, this is not the opportune time. It's not the right place. But actually, this is a sense directly in your spirit, not affected by anything outward. Just follow. Just say, amen. Oh, if we do, you will sense the flow of the Spirit in your spirit. Then we have the matter of the heart. You know, in Hebrews 4, it talks about our soul and our spirit and our heart as somewhat three separate entities. And what are the parts of the heart? Well, actually, the parts of the heart are the conscience of our spirit with the three parts of our soul. So it is our conscience, mind, emotion, and will. Oh, and our heart plays such a critical role in our contacting of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, do you realize all these inward parts are important? Did you realize that wherever you are, wherever you go, you have so many inward parts? And by the exercise of these inward parts, we can know God. We can contact him, we can receive him, we can have fellowship with him, we can be filled with him for the accomplishment of his economy. Well, in this episode, we just wanted to bring out all these inward parts. And in the coming episodes, what we'll do is we'll get into more detail of what are the functions of each of these parts, and also how to deal with or how to exercise the different functions of our inward parts. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you that we are awesomely and wonderfully made. Thank you for all our inward parts, and thank you for our hidden parts. Lord, may we know you through the exercise of our inward and hidden parts. Oh Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For HTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.